This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on this Thursday. Glad to have you aboard. You're getting up. A lot of clear skies, blue skies, sunshine, and a whole lot of snow for a whole lot of folks to start the day. Snowblind. You will be a bit snowblind to start the day. Well, all that sunshine, all that snow, you know the outcome. That's the way it's going to be. All right, well, the Department of Justice watchdog has now revealed just how much anti-Trump sentiment there is, or was, and I'm sure there still is, to be honest with you, floating around the investigation, the alleged investigation of Russian collusion, which there isn't any, of course, because after more than a year, if there was collusion of some sort, we would have found it. These guys aren't that clever. Come on. Trump Jr., these guys, they'd have been busted. You've seen how, you know, kind of sloppy they are about things. If there had been Russian collusion or meeting with this person or that person or something going on, you'd know it. You would. But Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Rosenstein, who appeared on Capitol Hill yesterday, by the way, were told in July that two FBI officials working on Mueller's Russia probe had exchanged a number of anti-Trump text messages throughout 2016. By the way, they were also sleeping together, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz has revealed some of that information, more than 375 messages between the two. Strzok, the former number two guy in James Comey's FBI, and now that was came after he was number two guy for Robert Mueller's FBI, and then he was the top gun in Mueller's alleged Russian investigation for counterintelligence. You know what? You know why they call it a counterintelligence investigation? Do you know why that is? Because that way there's no limitations on what they can look at. You see, if they came in and specifically said, we're doing an investigation on money laundering. We're doing an investigation on voter fraud. We're doing an investigation on fill in the blank. If they came in and did that, there would be limitations on what they could look at. But if you just call it a basic blanket counterintelligence investigation, well, that could go on for the next 25 years. And at this rate, it just might. The point is, it's the never-ending investigation. Strzok was a former deputy to the assistant director for counterintelligence at the FBI, was fired by Mueller and reassigned to the FBI's Human Resources Department after the exchanges with his mistress, that FBI lawyer Page, Lisa Page, were discovered. Page was also on Mueller's team. She's since been sent back to the FBI. In a letter sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Homeland Security Committee Chair Ron Johnson, Horowitz said his office requested text messages from the government-issued phones of several FBI employees involved in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Several. This is just getting warmed up. And see, but unlike the Russian collusion investigation, this inquiry is actually finding proof of wrongdoing. Strzok played a very key role in the email probe, as you know, changing former FBI Director James Comey's early draft language about Clinton's action as extremely careless instead of grossly negligent. And, of course, that was before they had even interviewed her. And when they did interview her, they did it not under oath, not on tape, not memorialized in any fashion, in fact. According to comments from Horowitz, politically oriented text messages between Strzok and Page were found in his office's initial search. That led to the watchdog requesting all messages between the two through the end of last November. Last November 2016, those messages produced by the FBI in July 20 of this year, and Mueller and Rosenstein were informed about them on July 27. The following day, Horowitz's office requested additional messages between Strzok and Page between December of 2016 and July 28. Those messages received August 10. In all, more than 10,000 messages. 10,000 between these two. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, they're both married. Well, at least they were. It included discussions of how to protect the country from that menace, referring to President Trump. And here's the strangest one. The strangest message of all. August 15th, 2016. It came from Strzok. Sent to Page. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way Trump gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk, wrote Strzok, referring likely to Andrew McCabe. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Now, what is he talking about? We have to have an insurance policy to make sure that Trump doesn't get elected. See, now my guess is, that's referring to the GPS fusion, the dossier that was manufactured in an attempt to smear Trump. I believe that's what that text message is referring to. And I believe later that Strzok took that information, delivered it to the FISA court to get a FISA warrant to investigate Americans from their opponents in politics. They went to get the subpoenas and to get the warrants to investigate Americans and to unmask Americans and to tap Trump Tower and all of these things. They needed an insurance policy. They needed a chance to make sure that if Trump got through somehow, they had dirt on him. A lot of it. So that they could make sure that he didn't become president. They could bring him down. Strzok wasn't sent packing because he sent mean-spirited text messages to his lover. That's not why he was sent packing. He was sent packing because his fingers are deeper into this. They sent him packing, I believe, because he's the one that manipulated the fusion GPS information, the information paid for by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign to the tune of just over $13 million. That's what they paid Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele to create this work that has been discredited by and large. In fact, none of it's been substantiated that I'm aware of. Then Strzok took this information, ginned it up, and took it over to get FISA warrants to investigate and tap people like Michael Flynn. And maybe the president himself. That's what's going on here. That's the insurance policy. That's why he said he couldn't take that risk. And that's the truth. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at oilheatamerica.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.